This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hit me with them.
Hit me, Drew. All right. Up first, it's been a week since the Queen passed away. And among the pomp and circumstances, I know there is one story that I don't see getting a ton of attention, but it certainly caught my eye. According to Lad Bible, Queen Elizabeth wrote a secret letter that cannot be opened until 2085.
Wow.
I know. Apparently, Her Majesty penned the note to the people of Sydney, Australia, on a state visit in November 1986. And it's been in a vault since then.
Wow.
What's in the note?
What could she have written, right? I hope it's something profound. But it was 1985, so I hope it's not like, I hope Sam and Diane get together on Cheers. You know, I hope it's something, I hope it's like more profound than that.
Or it could just be opened in like a picture of her corgis.
Cute.
But what if there's something like really earth-shattering in there?
We have to wait. 2085, we'll meet.
I won't be here.
If anyone's gonna be here in 2085, it's gonna be Drew Barrymore. I'll tell you that much.
Well, me and Keith Richards, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Drew, I gotta tell you today, you are looking particularly adorkable. Adorkable. That's a compliment. Which, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means you are being quirky in a way that is endearing. And I know that because CBS News reports Merriam just added 370 new words and phrases, including adorkable. They also added MacGyver, pumpkin spice, okay, and plant-based. Now, how do you define pumpkin spice, Drew?
There's nothing that gets me hotter than this book.
There's a couple new ones. There's Luke, like your look, but L-E-W-K. Like, I love your Luke, you know, like that. Okay. And then what about this one? The kids say, I had to look it up, yeet.
Does anyone know what yeet means? Raise your hand. I see someone in a spot. Yeah, right
yeet.
There.
Are Why?
Right?
What yeet means?
Yeah,
what does it mean?
It means like yay, like to be excited about something. I feel like you can only use it as a single word. So you say yeet. Like, it's like, oh, I'm going out tonight. Yeet.
And would you say that, like, if Ross was like, I just had a pumpkin-spiced MacGyver latte, I would go, yeah. Yeet.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
I don't think we can pull it off.
Maybe it's for the youth.
Well, I have a next story that's really yeet. Okay, well, Drew, what if I told you I know a place where you can go that has delicious margaritas, bourbon glazed lamb chops, and even hookahs? It sounds like a swanky sort of nightclub, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's actually a car wash. The Wall Street Journal says that luxury car washes, they are in, and they're pulling out all the stops, including fresh pastries, artisanal coffee, pet washing stations. I have a business idea I'd like to pitch right now, because when you go to the car wash, it takes forever, right? What if they had car washes with nail salons in them, right?
Oh!
And you could, I know I'm onto something. So you could get, usually you get a manicure and a pedicure. You could get a manicar and a pedicar as you wait.
Well, finally, we have a Drew crime. So this is my new Drew crime lamp.
I didn't know you had a lamp.
This is the first time I'm working with it. It's like, You know, it's like true crime is basically crimes that have a happy ending.
Oh, I love that.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cute.
And so this is my little true crime lamp. Okay, the Washington Post reports that 10-year-old David Hove was selling baked goods outside of his Toronto home when he had a bathroom break. And when he came back out, his whole setup was gone. The table, the cooler, and the supplies. The thief was caught on tape but couldn't be identified. Still, the story spread throughout the community, and soon David and his sister, who helped with the baking, received hundreds of messages of support, as well as a new table and a cooler and several orders for their delicious treats and even an Xbox, you know, because.
Just for fun.
And David's father said that his children learned a valuable lesson from the ordeal that, quote, there are way more good people than bad.
Oh, agreed.
Ross thoughts.
Well, and I love that this kid, they got all this kid this stuff. He's gonna get baking again and be rolling in dough.
Oh, cute. Also, like, who would do that?
Who would do that?
You know what? They have to live with themselves, and that might be punishment enough. Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying.
True crime.
All right, we gotta end things on a high note, and it can't get higher than this, because guess what? We're gonna play none other than Pop Quiz with the Clintons. Hold on. There we go. Okay, now tell us, Chelsea Hillary.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
One of our next guests loves her vodka martinis, just like James Bond, shaken, not stirred. And the other called her parents at mile 11 of the New York City Marathon. Please welcome Secretary Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton. Shift in the world.
Oh, isn't that great that we're now, like, back to something resembling normalcy?
It's just so wonderful to be with you guys. I've known you a very long time, and, you know, you're some of the most famous women who have ever lived in history, and you use your platform to shine lights on other extraordinary women in history, and none other than Queen Elizabeth, who just obviously passed on. I was saying in the news, there's a secret letter that she has in a vault in Scotland about Sydney. I just think it can't be an innocuous letter. Why would you put so much protocol in place?
Yeah.
Very disappointed if it's like, you know, dear Sydney, I hope the year 2086 is your best ever.
Like, regards, like, Queen Elizabeth II.
I had a dinner with who's now King Charles, it was so fun. A lot of mayhem ensued. I accidentally grabbed Lucy Liu's boob, and there's another
start to any great story.
I didn't mean to, and then there's other pictures of him laughing hysterically. He's so funny. I mean, do you know him? Do you?
Yes.
What's he
like? No, I like him. I mean, you're describing him. He is fun and funny, and yet at the same time serious about a lot of important things, like climate change and the environment. Now, as the king, he doesn't run the government, but I think if he uses his voice and talks about why it's important, it could have a positive impact.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to talk about Gutsy, your new series on Apple TV. Because you tackle pretty much every subject with multiple interesting people. Yeah. I think it is going to be a model of a format and a show moving forward. I've never seen anything like it. Oh,
well, that really means a lot to us, Drew, because we knew we wanted to use the platform we have to shine a light on women who were gutsy. And of course, we think that means that you're courageous, you're brave, you're determined, you're resilient. But we wanted to highlight women who were using that gutsiness to help other people.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of gutsy people who do great things.
Okay, something that also is a story that I love so much is that, is it true that you went to Dillard's to grab a wedding dress last minute for your wedding?
Yes, it is.
Oh my God, what happened?
Wait, ask her how many she tried on.
Well, I found what I wanted.
How many did you try on?
Only one. I found what I wanted. But here's what happened. So
I love this so much.
You know, my husband had asked me to marry him twice, and I said, not now. No. Yeah.
But the third time was a charm.
The third time was a charm, and then he said, well, let's hurry up and do it before you change your mind. And so... So we said, okay, next Saturday. Literally, it was like Thursday or Friday before the next Saturday. So my mother comes down with my dad, and she says, well, can I see your wedding dress? And I thought, oh, my gosh, wedding dress. Oh, wow.
I need one of those.
And so it was like Friday afternoon, and we went to Dillard's.
And you found the
and
dress.
And I found my dress.
Okay. Okay, cool. I love that. Now, Chelsea, you have a new children's book out now. Welcome to the Big Kids Club.
Yes.
What was the inspiration for this? Because we've read every book you've ever written.
So when I was pregnant with Jasper, Charlotte and Aiden, our two older kids, just kept asking so many questions. Like, when is the baby coming? I don't know. Like, what will the baby look like? I don't know. Like, are you having a boy or a girl? I don't know, because we didn't find out. Then after I realized I don't know wasn't the right answer for many of them where there were answers, we just started, a conversation about kind of what I wanted them to actually know about being big siblings. And then they were very excited. Admittedly, I also did get them like the little medallions, like, I'm a big sister, I'm a big brother.
Oh.
And I just felt like, you're not part of this club. You're part of like the big kid club. And
yeah.
I'm so thankful I got to do this with the extraordinary Tanya DeRigel, who did the illustrations. And I'm so proud it's out in the world this
week. Well, for everyone who has siblings, thank you. All right. Commercial break. When we come back, we're doing something called Gutsy with Hillary and Chelsea. You won't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
When we seek the things we share in common,
we find unity and a shared sense of humanity.
The truth is that we are far more alike
than we are different.
And together, we can make the world better.
That is amazing.
My gosh. Amen to that.
Amen.
Wow.
I love this show so much. That is Gutsy. We are here with Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. And what was your biggest takeaway? And I'm sure that's hard to articulate and narrow down because there's so much packed into such a brilliant format of this show. But you were just saying in the break, like, you had a revelation in clown school.
I did. There is something, Drew, about having to think about kind of every emotion, every movement. And when you put on, what is, we now know, called the tiniest mask in the world, the red nose, it does feel like, I can now experiment with a different person to see then how much of that different person I maybe want to bring into my life? And then maybe what of my life I want to maybe leave in that different person and not come back with me.
That is
maybe
not what I would think would come out of clown school.
I know, but it was amazing.
I look to both of you as such extraordinary pillars of human beings. You are so important to me as figures in the world of strength and humanity, shining lights on people. You know, I mean...
Well, that's what you're doing, my friend.
Every day, Drew.
That's what you're doing. We love you.
We love you so much. So much. That means so much to me. All I care about is uniting people, finding our common ground. It's there. I understand. I woke up. I'm not naive anymore. We're not all the same. Okay. Understood. Accepted. And how do we move forward?
Yeah. And yeah. You know, I was thinking about this a lot over the last couple of days because it was the 21st anniversary of 9/11. And that horrible, terrible event unified us. So it's possible, but we all have to do much more to get back to that sense of unity and solidarity. So we're going to keep working on that.
Now, will you do me a favor and pop some balloons and a little quick round of hot fire pop quiz? Okay. Do it.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that so gratifying? Oh, here. Okay. All right, I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Oh. Chelsea, what's your favorite cocktail?
I'm definitely your daughter because my favorite cocktail is a vodka martini.
Woo! I love it! Pop another!
Okay. You're gonna do this one.
Woo! Isn't that just, there's something about
it.
It feels good, doesn't it?
What's my go-to Chipotle order? I love a salad with chicken, cheese, and as much hot sauce as you can put on. I love it.
I'm so excited. Pop another! Okay.
Wait, no, I'm gonna pop one.
Right?
There you go.
It feels
I'm
good.
So
right?
Do it. Okay.
See, every woman's scrappy at the end of the day. We kumbaya and we love
it. Whoa!
Yeah!
Oh, all right, Mom.
Yeah.
This one's for you.
Okay.
What movie can you watch on repeat?
Well, the one I've probably watched the most is Out of Africa with Meryl Streep and Robert Redford.
Oh! Pop it.
Oh, all right.
Woohoo!
Out of Africa.
Oh, true. Towards you.
Hmm.
Oh, I also know the answer to this one. When was the last time one of your grandkids puked on you?
They haven't.
Yes, they haven't.
They haven't.
Really?
They
have definitely. Because I hand them off to their parents.
Well, they definitely have, like, spilled water food.
Yeah.
And
so no gutsy on the gutsy.
Okay.
No.
All right, here, your turn again, Mom.
Okay.
Try a green one.
Try a green one. Here we are. Give me a green one. Here we go. Ready? One, two.
Woo! Okay. I know, every time, I know it's coming, and I'm still like, woo!
That's real.
All right, Mom. Oh, this is a great question. Rocks, paper, scissors, what are you going with first and why?
Whoa.
Should we play quickly?
Yes,
let's see what happens.
Yes, that's brilliant.
All right, ready? One, two, three, go.
Rocks.
And that's the note we're gonna end on. It's no accident that both of you chose rocks. You're both some of the strongest human beings and women I've ever known. We've had our love fest. I love you. Thank you so much for coming on this show. The women who are such rocks, Hillary and Chelsea Gutsy, is streaming now on Apple TV Plus. One of the best shows I've ever seen. Ever. Thank you, everybody, for coming to our show. We make it for you, so take it with you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.